eNdebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 26 kumpalakazi 2018 ngosithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
akulasizathu sokubana amabhasi engabhakwa ama reducers lawa awe speed nxa kuyikuthi kusegcekeni ukubana isiqubu yiso esibangela ama accidents la ayenzakala emgaqweni.
Uhulumende uthi uzimisele ukwenza konke okusemandleni akhe ukusebenzisa umthetho wokufakwa kwemitshina etshengisa isiqubu semoda ezithwala abantu ezigijima ngaso ukwenqabela ingozi zemgwaqweni. Ukuswelakala kwempahla izitolo kanye lamafutha emoda kuphazamise ukuthakazelelwa kosuku lwekhisimusi edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Inzalo yakogodlwayo esihlala emagumbini yamane omhlaba eze kukhefu lekhisimusi iqoqa umcimbi wokukhulumisana ngentuthuko yalesi siqindi kusasa mhla ka 27 kumpalakazi eAvoca Cultural Center. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Uhulumende uthi uzimisele ukwenza konke okusemandleni akhe ukusebenzisa imithetho ebalisa Statutory Instrument 129 womnyaka ka-2015 okhuluma phezu kokufakwa kwemitshina etshengisa isiqubu imota ezithwala abantu ezigijima ngaso ukwenqabela ingozi zemgwaqweni. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uhulumende uthi kunengi asakukhangela emizameni yakhe yokulondoloza impilo yabahamba ngezimota ezithwala abantu okubalisa ukusebenzisa lumthetho we-SI 129. Umphathintambo ogatsha lwezokusetshenziswa kwemitshina yakulezinsuku, uMnumzana Kazembe Kazembe, ulandisa ngosekuthe kwenziwa nguhulumende ukusebenzisa lumthetho we-SI 129 kuze kube khathesi.
Zikhona ezinye indlela ezingasetshenziswa okuyikho abogatsha lolu baphakathi kwakho. Umzekeliso yikuba ingabekwa limtshina, kube le mitshina njalo ebonisa ukuba imota yinye ngayinye ikuphi kwendawo kanye lokuba igijima ngesiqubu esingakanani.
Kodwa benhlanganiso ephatheke emikhankasweni yokulwela ilungelo lezihambi ePassenger Association of Zimbabwe, PAS, bathi ukuphuza kukahulumende ukusebenzisa imithetho efana lowe-SI 129 osule minyaka emithathu wethulwayo kungokunye kosekubangele ukuqonga kwenani labalahlekelwa impilo labalimala engozini zemigwaqweni. Isikhulumeli sale inhlanganiso ye-PAS emhlubulweni weMandebeleni, uMnumzana Norbert Mafu, ulandisa kabanzi ngalokhu.
Akulasizathu sokubana amabhasi engabhakwa ama reducers lawa awe speed nxa kuyikuthi kusegcekeni ukubana isiqubu yiso esibangela ama accidents la ayenzakala emgaqweni. Singaqathanisa lokubana ma sikhangela kulizwe laseRwanda uzafumana ukubana bafaka ama speed reducers lawa asehlisa izingozi ngesibanga esingaba ngamashumi amayisithupha ekhulwini.
Uma futhi abameli bezigaba edale lephalamende balomlando ukuthi baphume lomthetho osekela lokho.
Bakithi abantu bayaphela kodwa abantu abakhanda imithetho bekhona. Imithetho kayikhandwe, ifakwe njalo isebenze. Abaza kwehluleka kuyilandela leyo mthetho baboshwe bafakwe ezintolongweni.
UMnumzana Evans Shaba, isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo, yena ukhala ngabachayeli bezimota ezithwala uzulu athi benza umathanda emigwaqweni besephula imithetho.
Sicela abachayeli bamabhasi balandele imithetho emigwaqweni.
Abenhlanganiso yamagqwetha alwela ilungelo loluntu eye abameli Human Rights Network bona bakhuthaza uhulumende ukuba aphange awusebenzise lumthetho. obona ngokuqhutshwa kwenhlelo enhlanganisweni yamagqwetha le, umnumzana Tinei Mkwewa ulandisa ngalokho.
Emazweni athile afana labo United Kingdom, ama-public transport banikwa umlando ukuthi bawufake lo mchina ozayenza ukuthi imota ayidluli i-speed limit.
Umkhwewa uthi alomsebenzi omkhulu amalunga edale lephalamende ukufuqa uhulumende ukuba enze okumele kwenziwe phansi kwalomthetho.
Kumele iparlamenti ibize uminister we-transport, road and infrastructure ukuthi imbuze ukuthi kungani lokhu kungalandelwa. Njalo kumele ukuthi kube lokudlelwano between i-ministry of transport lamaphoyisa wona ama emgwaqweni ukuze kwazakale ukuthi yini kungenzakali.
Abe-Traffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe, TSCZ, bathi phose isilinganiso sokungamachumi ayisichiyagalolunye ekhulwini sengozi zemigwaqweni zibangelwa yikuphosisa kwabantu. Bathi lokhu ngokubalisa ukugijima ngesiqubo esiphezulu okwedlulisa amalawulo ikakhulu bamabhasi, ukuthatha izinqumo ngesikhathi esingafanelanga kanye lokuchayela ngendlela elobuchapha. Abephazi bathi balethemba lokuba imiphefumulo yabantu ingalondolozeka emigwaqweni nxa ungasetshenziswa ngendlela lomthetho SI-129. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Iningi lezakhamizi zemaphandleni, ukuswelakala kwempahla ezitolo kanye lamafutha emota kuphazamise ukuthakazelelwa kosuku lwekhisimusi edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Intatha yezindaba yethu Joseph Njanje usipha lolu daba.
Esizalwane sedolobho lakoBulawayo esebenzela elizweni laseSouth Africa uNobuhle Ndlovu uthi usuku lwekhisimusi lufikile lwaze lwedlula engalubonanga ngoba itshone emzileni wokuthenga amafutha emota.
Akunzima lo nyaka, ikhisimusi enjangaze ngiyibone. Akulalutho, akulanto ezimashopu. Mina nginje khonapha izolo ngiqedi ilanga lonke nilayine lifuel. Ngalayina kwaze kwabantambama lokuthi ngiyithole dololo. Hayi, into enjangaze ngiyibone, kubi, kubi shemu.
U-Ashley Mahlaba yena ohlala elokitshini lenkulumane uthi ikhisimusi yakulezi nsuku ivele isiyehlukile kule yakudala ngenxa yesimo sezomnotho esingamanga kuhle.
Cabanga ikhisimusi hhayi ayisafani lakudala kodwa akwehlukene heshi ayinto izinto ziyabhethi. Hhayi izinto zakhona phina zisatholakala njengakudala laphana ukuthi sasikwazi ukuthi hhayi uma-24 sitaba umzuzwane welanga enkomponi yami. So hhayi into zakhona vele azisafanani vele. So kuthule kuthezwi amaradio asakhalakhali khathi.
Ukudwela kwentengo yezinto yiso isizathu esikhulunywa nguJane Mthupha esokuba kungani engazange ekhwabithe ikhisimusi yalonyaka.
Ikhisimusi ibibhowa shemu. Ibibhowa loba sikwejise sibili sikwaze kwatsha u-12 kodwa hhayi ibingamnandi shemu. Ukudla yonke into nje esingelakho. Imali asilayo, ukudla kukhona kodwa kuyadura.
Usanele Moyo laye uthi akazange vele azihluphe ngokunaka usuku lwekhisimusi ngoba engazange yenelise ukuthenga ezimnandi.
Hayi, mina ikhisimusi angiyibonanga vele. Bekulilanga nje lifuna lamalanga wonke. Bekungelakudla, kungelamanzi. Izinto zangkhona zithengeke ezitolo ziyadura. So vele hayi ikhisimusi asiyibonanga vele sijone silele kuphela.
Ukholen Nari yena uthi ubelulungisele waphelela usuku lwekhisimusi kodwa usuke wasephazamiswa ukungezwa kuhle.
Angiyakholisanga ngibulawa yisisu. Okunye kwade kukhona ngizame ukuncengisa ukususela ngoJanuwari up to November lokhu ngigcina mbijana.
UNothando Sibanda osebenzela elizweni leBotswana uthi ikhefu lekhisimusi isikhathi esokuba bezophumula besekhaya. Kodwa lonyaka yena akakakutholi ukuphumula ngoba elokitshini lemagwegwe lapho ahlala khona amanzi etshona engekho etholakala phakathi kobusuku.
Izinto ziyadura, lezi ezikhona ezincane ezikhona ziyadura. Ama-vegetables akukho, amanzi siyavalelwa amanzi for 3 to 5 days akunamanzi. Sesilethelwa amajojo, sigijima namabhakede, sisedrobheni sibhadala amarendi. Hayi, akukho right lokhu.
umasipala wedolobha lakobulawayo ovuselele uhlelo lokuvala amanzi kwamanye amalanga ngoba isithi amazinga amanzi asendaweni yemagwegwe reservoir aseyehle kakhulu. Ukusilela kwemali yimbangela enkulu edale ukuba uzulu engenelisi ukuthi akazelela usuku lwekhisimusi ndawonye lokungatholakali kwamafutha ezimota njengoba imizila endaweni ezithengisa amafutha ihlala iludwendwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanjini.
Iningi lezakhamizi zemaphandleni liyehlulekile ukuthakazelela ilanga lekhisimusi ngenxa yokoma, ngenxa yokungami kuhle kwamnotho welizwe. U-Albert Ncube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Emaphandleni uZulu uvame ukujabulela ilanga lekhisimusi ngokubulala izifuyo, atshaya amaradiyo ukuthi ezitolo kuphithizele, abatsha labadala bethakazelela leli langa. Kodwa lapho sivakatshele enyandeni eGwanda North ngelanga lekhisimusi bekuthule kuthe gcwaka kuthi kweminye imizi abantu bebezilalele ngaphansi kwemthunzi ungeke uthi ukuthi lilanga lekhisimusi. Umnumzana Dennis Moyo oyenyandeni uthi lonyaka ilanga lekhisimusi lidlulile nje.
Sinanzela ukuthi izinto ziyadura, abantu abaningi abenelisi uyathenga izinto njengabantu bemaphandleni, abantu abaningi asisebenzi. Sadlala likhisimusi kodwa sayidlala nzima, saphongodla ukuthi kulelanga nje likhisimusi elikhona.
Amazwi akhasekelwe ngesinye njalo isakhamusi enyandeni unkosikazi Mili Mpofu othe ukuqonga kwentengo yempahla kudale ukuthi behluleke lokuthengela abantwana izigqoko zekhisimusi.
Izinto kazithengeki sibili kusehlule ukuthi abantwana sibaphethe. Hhayi, sifisa ukuthi kube le nguquko ngomnyaka ozayo kutshintshe. Ngoba lesi simesikiswa sibuhlungu kakhulu, asisijabulisi sibili, sibuhlungu.
Umnumzana Stanley Mathe uthi lonyaka ikhisimusi bayidingeka kubo makhelwane.
Hayi, ikhisimusi yalonyaka siyabe siphonga ukuthi bona labo makhelwane abatholileyo sihambe siye phongudla sindawonye. Zinto uhulumende alibana uyasikhumbula ngokudla ngoba sihlezi silendlala.
Umnumzana Special Dube uthi kungasibantwana abasebenza kwele South Africa belizadlula njengawonke amalanga ikhefu lekhisimusi.
Amalungiselelo lapha silapha thina sedlule, so okusincedisileyo yingathi yibo abantwana abangavele abasebenza khona legoli ababuyileyo, yibo nje ababuye lokuyigrosali.
Lobanje iningi belikhala intandane labagugileyo abafika amathuma ezithupha bathole iziphi ezijeneyo abaziphiwe ngunkosazana Saneliso Dube osebenzela kwele South Africa. UMadube olesifiso sokuvula umuzi wentandane uthi ukhathazekile ngenhlalakahle yalaba bantwana emaphandleni.
Abantu abathole izipho namhlanje ba 56 to 60 masesihlanganisa labo omkhulu abathole izipho zekhisimusi, especially intandana selabantu ozozinakekela. Nami ngithi ndlulisa uthando lwami kuzo.
Ukusilela kwamafutha ezimota kudale ukuthi abanye abafana lomnumzana Ngqabuto Mpofu behluleke ukuyabona izihlobo labangane ngesikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi.
Ungakhangela siphakathi kwamalanga ukuthi ngabe abantu bagijima kakhulu besiya lapha abaya khona. Ngenxa yefuel akusekho kuhamba, abantu sebepakile. Ungakhangela mina bemvile lami lohambo lwami kodwa lukhansilile ngenxa yokuthi sengizwela amafutha. Abantu baphambanisekile enhlelweni zabo eziningi, abasazi ukuthi bayenze kanjani.
Abalezimoto ezithwala uZulu bakhweze impathalo yabo ngokuphindwe kabili kusukela ngomvulo, okudale ukuthi iningi ebelilesifiso sokuvakatsha lidedele emuva. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngisenyandeni ngingu-Albert Ncube.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-half past 6 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu? Lalelani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave ku-short wave 4930 6065 15460 laku 13860 kHz.
Inzalo yakogodlwayo esihlala kumagumbi amane omhlaba eze ukukhefu lekhisimusi isiqoqe umcimbi wokukhulumisana ngentuthuko yalesi siqindi sefilabhosi kusasa mhla ka 27 kumpalakazi eAvoca Cultural Center kulindawo. Bafuna ukuxoxisana babonisane ngokuthi kambe bengathuthukisa njani lesi sigaba ukuze siye phambili kwezentuthuko. Omunye wabaqoqela umbuthano ngumfundisi Nkululeko Chuma ochasisa okuningi ngalolu daba kungxoxo ayenzelo Praxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7.
Umcimbi ozenziwe Avoca Culture Center eSilabhusi, iveli Avoca Culture Center yindawo eyakhiwayo ukwenzela ukuthi abantwana bakogodlwayo babuye babuthane balungise izinto zakogodlwayo. So lo mcimbi uzaqala uzaba lamahlandla amahlanu. Khulume ngehlandla lokuqala. Ihlandla lokuqala kuzawuthiwa iGodlwayo Development Forum kumbe Godlwayo Development Indaba. IGodlwayo Development Indaba sizabe sixoxisana ngamaqhinga okuqhuba intuthu kogodlwayo kusiba lezinqumo ezizabotshwa ezizasuka lezo zinqumo kuproduce i-document ezahanjiswa ecouncilini, ihanjiswe ku-DA, ihanjiswe kuma-MP, ihanjiswe ezinduneni, ihanjiswe kuwonke ama-key stakeholders kwenzela ukuthi intuthuko yethu ikhanye ukuthi hayi thina singabantwana bogodlwayo nanku esifuna ukuthi sikwenze njalo sicele izibusiso. Izathi lelo hlandla selivule legodlwayo development indaba lapho esizabe sibe zikhulumi khona zikhuluma ngokuthi kathi intuthuko kuyini, what is development? Ezabuyintu izikhulumi futhi izikhulumi ngokuthi state of education kogodlwayo. Sizaba le presentation on education. Sibe le presentation on health, state of health, ukuthi kwezempilakahle kogodlwayo kumi njani. Sibe le presentation on ama-livelihoods, kanti kuyini okwenza abantu baphile kogodlwayo, baziphilisa njani abantu, kuyini okungenziwa. So sibe le presentation futhi on energy, climate change and renewable climate change and environment. Kuyini okungenziwa as source, alternative sources for energy. So ihlandla lokuqala leli Godla Development Indaba. Sibuye kuhlandla lesibili ezawe lihlandla lemidlalo. Kuzadlala unobhuti uzwayo ibhola, kudlale elokuqade labomama, kube lo mjako wamabhayisikile i-bike race. Lokhu kuzayo kuyikwenzela ukuthi abantu bahlangane babe ndawonye ngoba imidlalo yiyo vele izinto ezibuthanisa abantu. Kanti futhi abantu bakugodla bawuthakazelela. Kanti vele kugodlwayo kulama soccer league labo netball league. Soccer league godla, soccer league net, soccer league kule insiza soccer development league. So indifa uJSL kuyadlala ibhola khona phana kuyathuthuka abantu abatsha bethola amathuba okuphila nokuzithuthukisa. Kukanti kuzasoqedelela ehlandla sesingena lapho kunikwa khona ama awards. Kuzoba lama awards anikwayo abenze kuhle, kanti vele godla soccer league iqoqile kulama awards abo kuma sponsors balethile ama sponsors ama awards iTriple M omaranda amajanki mavuna babe khona ama sponsors benazelelwa benazelela futhi ukuphumelela kwezo soccer league. Lihlandla lesibili lelo elesithatha ihlandla kuzaba lihlandla lokuthi sesinazelela abantwana bakogodla abenze kuhle ezintweni ezijiyeneyo kumidlalo etshiyeneyo kumahlandla atshiyeneyo kuma-different disciplines. Umnyaka uqala usiyaphethe eminyakeni edluleyo sifuna ukunazelela abantwana bakogodla abayenza kuhle lihlandla lesithathu after imidlalo. Sibuye kuhlandla lesine kuzaba kungalihlandla lokuthi kwesiwe abantu bedlelana ndawonye kuxoxiswana abantu bedobha inyama kudliwa ngumcimbi phela kagodlwayo. Ihlandla lesine lelo hlandla lokucina lwesihlanu kuzawe kulihlandla lokuthi kudlala sorry kusenziwa i-music. Kuzawe i-music gala, igodla music gala, igodla music extravaganza. Yikho lapho kulama-artist oJazz Maravina, omadlela, usikobokobo, obhamuzi, odivi, bonke abahlabeleli oqatanzipho, bonke bonke nje abahlabeleli abalesidumo emathebeleleni elizweni bazabe hlabela ubusuku bonke. Lapho futhi kuzaba le toilet kuqale kuxoxiswane abantu babe baningi babikele injongo yomcimbi. Lilanga eliyabe lilise kakhulu.
Kuqalisa sikhathi bani kuphele sikhathi bani?
Sikhangelele ukuthi ihlandla lakuqala lizaqala ekuseni ngo-9. Kuzaze kutsho ukuthi kuzaze kuse ngoba ihlandla lokucina le-music, i-music gala, izaba lihlandla lizokuzaba khona ubusuku bonke kuhlatshelelwa abakuthiwa amaculo.
ilandelele inkulumo ezakhulunywa kusasa, izinqumo ezabutho kunje kusasa. Asishange njengesikhukukazi sigola abantu abaso. Sizabe silazi izinduna zethu ukukhokheli bethu. Sethi gwaqa eyavoka. Kanti abanye lilandelele ku Facebook, kubo Twitter, sizazama live streaming ku Facebook. Hambani ku Facebook page ethiwa umcimbi kaGodlwayo. Likhangele ibizwe lithi Nkululeko Juma. Sikhona phana sikoqile umcimbi kaGodlwayo asambenini sikhangele khona phana sabeseli yazisa isili updater ngokuka ama proceedings azisenzakala.
Lo ngumfundisi Nkululeko Juma ovela kuGodlwayo omunye wabaqoqe umcimbi wokukhulumisana ngentuthuko yaleso siqinti. Live Talk kuhlelo Diaspora Forum namhlanje sikhangela okwenziwe izizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala kwamanye amazwe ngalesi sikhathi seKhisimusi. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Ke sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafichane. Abeqembu labalwa becatsha abe Islamic State bathi yibo abalelunga elithiye ibhomba emzimbeni elidubuke labulala abanye abantu abathathu emahofisini ogatsha olubona ngobudlelwano beLibya lamanye amazwe omhlaba izolo ngelanga leKhisimusi. Udlakela olunje soluyimvama kwele Libya kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2011 ngobulawa owayekhokhela lelo lizwe uMuammar Gaddafi. Ukuzamazama komhlaba okwenzakala edolobheni lesayiseli kwele Italy kuthiye abantu abangamachumi amathathu belimele lanxa engekho ofileyo kuleyo ngozi. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala phandle kwelizwe ezivakatshele ekhaya zithi zididekile ngobunzima bempilo lesimo somnotho. Iningi lithi ikhefu leKhisimusi belingamnandi njengenjayelo ngakho bathi ukubuyela lapho abahlala khona sokubaphuzele. Umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisasibanda uxoxe labanye babo.
Behle ngobuningi betanyasa bevela kwamanye amazwe bezobona izihlobo labangane bathe benyathela kwele Zimbabwe bahlangabezwa ukuswelakala kwamafutha ezimota lentengo ephezulu yokuthenga impahla lokudla. Omunye wabakhala ngalobo bunzima ngomnumzana Themba Ncube osebenzela kwele South Africa.
Ngibuyile lapha ekhaya kobulawayo ngihlale eNkulumani kodwa ngisebenzela ngikhona phe South Africa njengabanye abafana ngiseJohannesburg. Ngithi ngibuye ekhaya lapha ngeke ngizame ukuthi sibone uKhisimusi ngayidlale emuli. Ah, mamfika lapha ekhaya ama challenges engabe ngihlangane lawo ngama challenges ukuthi imoto yami ngibesithwala mzima ukuthi sikwazi ukuvakatshela abanye ngendaba ye-fuel. I-fuel iyahlupa ekhaya.
Omunye wabahlaba omkhulu umkhosi ngunkosazana Anastasia Kickings osebenzela England.
Akunzima shame Zimbabwe, this time Africa has failed me. Unzima ama zinto zikhwelile, bafuna ama bond, bafuna ama USD nama rand. Manje kunzima ukutholakala lapha. Uyathamba namuhla $2 kusasa $15 difference angkhona veli khwela so iphezulu kakhulu akunzima sheme Africa.
Umnunzana Sipho Mawabeni wehle vela kwele Britane yena wahlukene labanye ethi ekhaya kumnandi.
Chisa mina lokhu ngifikileyo ngifika I'm best day UK anyway njengoba ngilapha ekhaya lokhu ngihamba nje kuma private sectors izinto ziyatshintsha lama kungakaphumeli ngaphandle. Angithumba nalo liqala liboyile liphakathi ukuthi sekuphumela ngaphandle. Abantu abaningi ku-private sector baku-diaspora bayeze ekhaya kuyakhiwa i-construction ngani ukuhamba kahle. Le mgwaqo ngingabona emgwaqo from eGwandu siya leKhezi kuyakhiwa bazama ukwenza ubungcono babo.
Omnonzana Nyoni kavumelani lo Mawabeni.
Mbuyile lapha ekhaya elizweni laseZimbabwe. Bethi zospenda Xmas time le family yami. Ay manje lapha kunzima la. Into zakhona zadura ukutula nje la drink.
Ukhala kuze ukukhalela abavela khona le Melika abanje ngomnunzana David Ndlovu.
I-Christmas yami ayizange ibe mnandi. Ngoba ukudla kakukho akulalutho. Into zonke ezikhwelile akula into enhle yonke into iyalayinelwa. So sengicabanga ukuthi itikiti lami ngibuyele futhi le ngoba angiboni into engabe ngihlalele eZimbabwe.
Ukhala wonke umuntu imali iyahlupa. Amafutha ezimoto akatholakali. Njalo intengo zikhuphuka njalo nje. Ikhisimusi kwabaningi ibiziqandela nje. Ngiyimele Studio 7, igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Umculo kaJays Marabini ehamba lomkhosi lodumi ngongola besithi ikhisimusi kudlalade labo elithi Ntunjambila silethemba liukholisile liuzwa uphuma ngapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Hayi ke silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile mhla. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7.
Kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.